अन्तस्मिन् जन्मनि भवान् अन्तस्मिन् जन्मनि भवान् मां द्रष्टुम् इहार्हति अविपक्वकषायाणाम् दुर्शो दुर्दर्शो कुयोगिनाम् अन्त ओ नदद अस्मिन् दिस् जन्मनि ड्यूरेशन् आफ् लाइफ भवान् युर् सेल्फ मा नाट् माम् मी दृष्टम् टु सी इह इयर् अर्हसि डिसर्व अवि पक्व इमेच्योर कषायाणाम मटेरियल डर्ट मटेरियल डर्ट दुर्दर्श डिफिकल्ट टू सी अहम कुयोगिनाम इनकम्प्लीट इन सर्विस ओ नारद द लॉर्ड स्पोक आई रिग्रेट that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. These three words are very important. This avipakva, what do you mean? Immature is avipakva, immature in devotion service. Then kashayanam, material dirt. And kuyoginam, incomplete in service. Please, read the translation. O Narad, the Lord spoke.
I agree. During this lifetime, will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete, in service, and who are not completely free, from all the material things, can hardly see me.
Read the purport.
The personality of Godhead is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the most pure, the supreme and the absolute truth. There is no trace of a tinge of materiality in his person. And God,
what is the tinge of?
Tinge of materiality.
Materiality.
And thus, one who has the slightest tinge of material affection cannot approach him. The beginning of devotional service starts from the point when one is freed from at least two forms of material modes, namely the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. The result is exhibited by the signs of being freed from calm, lust and covetousness. That is to say, one must be freed from the desire for sense satisfaction and otherwise for sense gratification. The balanced mode of nature is goodness. And to be completely free from all material tinges is to become free from the mode of goodness also. To search the audience of God in the lonely forest is considered to be in the mode of goodness. One can go out into the forest to attain spiritual perfection, but that does not mean that one can see the Lord personally there. One must be completely free from all material attachment and be situated on the plane of transcendence, which alone will help the devotee get in personal touch with the personality of Godhead. The best method is that one should live at a place where the transcendental form of the Lord is worshipped. The temple of the Lord is a transcendental place, whereas the forest is a materially good habitation. A nearby devotee is always recommended to worship the deity of the Lord, Arjuna, rather than go to the forest to search out the Lord. Devotional service begins from the process of Arjuna, which is better than going out in the forest. In his present life, which is completely free from all material hankerings, Sri Narad Muni does not go into the forest, although he can turn every place into Vaikuntha by his presence only. He travels from one planet to another to convert men, gods, Kinnaras, Gandharvas, rishis, munis and all others to become devotees of the Lord. By his activities, he has engaged many devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Jiru Maharaj and many others in the transcendental service of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, follows in the footsteps of the great devotees like Narad and Prahlad, and engages his whole life in glorifying the Lord and the process of Kirtan. Such a Kirtan process is transcendental to all material qualities.
Yes, Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
these three are the disqualification. That is, we cannot see three men. And in that also, Prashayanam is worst. What happens that in big cities, there are big gutters, like canals they flow. But when they are full, they leave the straight plate on the wall. And even the water goes down, that line is there. In Prashayana. So our material tendencies also, they may vanish for some time, but the line is there. So always we are prone to go back again. So that line has to go away. And it is very difficult. It has to be scratched. The line has to be bottom scratched. And there is no other way but to fully become Krishna conscious in the Krishna mercy. There are our Radha sings very nice. That you can only remember Krishna if Krishna remembers you. If Krishna loves you, then only you can spread that material dirt. Otherwise again and again we go back, come back, go back, come back. Like a pendulum. Oh God, this should stop. And because of immaturity, you commit so many offenses against it. And Kuyugina. Our whole existence is going towards non-devotees. And as it is, the atmosphere is favorable for non-devotees. Sense gratification. And you go and marry it, this, nobody wants to devote the life. Devotion of the life is impossible in this world. Again and again we want to enjoy. And in the garb of enjoyment, we do these activities. So that is not lovely. For some time it may go on. But there is no potency in it. For having potency, there must be some real thing there. Otherwise we lose the potency. Prabhupada was able to start such a big association. How could he do it? Because of his unthinking faith in Krishna and complete non-attachment to sense gratification activities. Otherwise, you will not be having the potency. These things are clear on the pages of Bhagavatam. To the extent we put into practice, to that extent we have potency. It's a ratio. As soon as the tendency of sense gratification decreases, the potency, spiritual potency increases. As soon as you increase the sense gratification, the potency decreases. So, yes. Then instead, if you really were after sense gratification, then we better go to the material world and find out our jobs. Or earn money, it doesn't matter, nobody stops. Why do I regard with the spiritual activity? That is Prabhupada's always insight. But you can go, this is not just to earn money. So you are allowed to have unlimited sense gratification if you want. But you just go out, try your luck. He is doing business. Who stops him from day and night, let him go. If the material world is large, if sense gratification you want, you can go. If you don't want, then come this. Otherwise, it's a fake. This is the meaning of this. This is the act in them. Come back with me.